Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more Reddit stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. Let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Now, today's first story comes from throwaway account and says, am I the asshole here for how I reacted when my boyfriend confirmed that his ex was the right person, wrong time? My boyfriend and I are in our late 20s and have been seriously together for 1 year now. We were hanging out with some of his friends and they fondly talked about his ex, who he dated for over 4 years and broke up because she got a job in a new city and broke up. I thought everything was fine until a girlfriend told me that she heard my boyfriend say that his ex was the right person, wrong time, and cautioned me. When we got home, I asked him this and he confirmed he said that, and I just hated how cavalier his response was. He said, sure, she was the right person at the wrong time, but I've moved on and love you now. Like, he doesn't get it. I don't want to be someone he has to move on to. I don't see why he didn't see a problem with what he said. Sure, he might be faithful to me, but it gave me the ick that for him, that she's the one who got away. I told him all of my feelings and he accused me of being insecure. I said that I needed some space to think about our relationship and whether I can continue being with someone who still considers an ex that one great love of his life and not his current partner. Am I the insecure one here? Look, I've been in relationships before and yes, I did love them at the time, but meeting my current partner trumps all of those past feelings, and I never had this philosophy that the right person breaks up with you, because I believe in the saying that if they wanted, they would, makes it easier to move on. What he feels dents my trust in this relationship and makes me feel like I'm not worthy of being his biggest love. Am I the asshole here? So the first commenter says many people have the one that got away. That shouldn't in any way affect their love or their feelings for those in their lives in the present. OP says, the problem is he verbalized that his ex was the right person for him to others and to his own partner. We are all allowed to have private feelings about who we thought we could have ended up with. In my case, I had a serious relationship too, and it also ended because of external factors, and I didn't want us to break up then. Even I thought they were the right person for me, so to speak. But I'm glad we separated because nothing trumps the feelings of gratitude of being with your current partner. The matter is, does he feel grateful looking back that he is no longer with her because he's with me? Because that's the only thing I care about at this point. I want alignment here. If he isn't glad he broke up with her, then it's a no-go for me. Someone responds to that and says, what do you mean by that? Him being glad is a no-go. Opie says, you can be perfectly happy about a heartbreak you experienced in the past because a much better person came along. Opie continues saying, speaking in hindsight, of course. I may not be happy when I was experiencing the heartbreak, but I am now happy that I experienced the heartbreak in the past because I found a better partner in my present because of that. Time will tell if I really want to be with him given the shaky grounds here. You can be happy about sad events in the past if that leads to much better outcomes. For example, you can be happy your dream company turned you down from a job because you found something even bigger and better, which you wouldn't have got had you not gone through the heartbreak of being rejected from that job. You can be happy that you got cheated on in the past because it saved you from building a life with that person. You can be happy you broke up with that boyfriend who dated you for 5 years and didn't propose to you because being in that relationship kept you from finding your husband. This isn't about being happy in the sense that you're going all out partying throughout as you are experiencing heartbreak, but making peace with the fact and knowing in your heart that you will always choose the present if given the choice, what reality you get to have. Someone says to OP, rom-coms where he winds up with the ex are based on less. You deserve to be his only choice. OP says, if we are really talking about rom-coms, all I want is that if he sees himself in the third perspective, he should want to ship himself with me and not his exes. Like, not even say I ship myself with both A and B because both relationships have different strengths, etc. I don't want him to entertain any other girl in mind, even in that sense. Does that make sense? A commenter replies saying 100%, I also believe that they wouldn't have worked out. They let each other go because something was missing or they would have fought to stay together. Now, does he know that? I don't know. That is a very interesting way to think. He made it clear to me that he won't do long distance because he can't do it. And if I were to move away, he'd break up with me likely. Just the way he and his ex broke up. If, let's say, the right woman came in his life, would she change this condition of his? Someone says to OP, unsure of the context of him telling others, but he only told you because you asked him. Would you rather have him lie? OP says, I believe I did right by myself by asking him to confirm what he said, because what he said isn't appropriate when verbalized to his own partner, judging by the cavalier attitude he had. What matters the most is what he feels truly about me and what happened in his life. Maybe she's a nice girl who he once knew, but that's all she is to him now. And is he happy he is no longer with her because he gets to be with me as a consequence of that breakup? I doubt he feels that way. The commenter replies to OP saying, it isn't a competition. He can say he wished they could have worked it out while being glad he ended up with you. Feelings are complex. Look at it this way. What if instead of them breaking up, she died? You wouldn't expect him to be glad that she died just because he is happy to end up with you. Unless he is saying he wants her back now, then it shouldn't be an issue. OP says, I don't prefer dating a widower for the same reasons. I don't think it's appropriate for him to wish that they worked out. And people were questioning OP on their thoughts about that, so OP added some additional information and said, I feel that dating a widowed person comes with many challenges. Blurring and bending of many rules that are applicable in normal relationships, such as keeping photos, mementos, constantly talking about the late partner, etc. And those things make me uncomfortable. It's awful to wish that you're happy they died, and that's exactly the reason I stay away from dating people with that kind of baggage. I don't expect these people to wish that they are happy their partner died, and I shouldn't. But I can always wish someone with living exes to wish they're content with the fact their previous relationships ended, and that those relationships ending is ultimately a good thing, because those ending allowed them to find me. Then someone says to OP, you need therapy because you're so insecure and trying to dictate how he feels. OP says, I can't control what he feels, but I can control who I choose to be with. This is why I made this post. To use it as a sounding board as whether him and I have the same feelings about each other. I have no intentions of changing his feelings, just exploring what matters to me and assessing whether he feels the same way, and decide whether to break up or to continue. And the comments were back and forth on this between people arguing with each other about who's right and who's wrong. But OP did come in with an update and said, hi guys, thanks for everyone who participated here. I had already made up my mind about the relationship. However, just wanted to use Reddit as a sounding board to confirm what most people think. And most of you agree with me, so I felt secure in my decision. He and I had a talk. It was clear that we are not aligned in the sense in how we feel about past relationships ending. I asked him what he thinks that things ending with his ex is a good thing, ultimately in hindsight, because that allowed him to find me. He disagreed with me and yet said is happy he has me and loves me, but can't admit he is grateful for his past relationship ending. I just can't reconcile the two statements. It's too contradictory, and I find it will eat away at me if I stay in this relationship. We broke up. Like I said, I don't condemn him for how he feels. I simply think he isn't the man for me. Maybe he needs a girl who can understand him and probably has a history of being with someone she regrets leaving too. Anyway, some people try to trick me into thinking that I am the insecure one, when I, ironically, was the one who proposed that first. But I remembered what my therapist said about boundaries and feelings. They are not right or wrong. They are personal to each person and each relationship, and if they work for two people, why should anyone outside of you two have the right to comment on that? Condescending therapy to anyone is a bad thing, because one of the most important reminders in therapy is you are there to figure out your own needs and feelings, rather than accept something that's unacceptable to you. My boundaries and feelings with the right person for me will clearly not harm anyone, as I have no intent to changing anyone's feelings or personality. I will walk away. So yes, I conclude I am not insecure, I'm just a person with differing needs in a relationship who needs to find someone whose values align with mine. I'm not looking for a virgin or anything. I've had enough experience with heartbreak myself. I just want someone who only prefers to be with me, regardless of how meaningful their past relationships were. And I'll give them the same. And I think that the breakup was inevitable in this situation and probably the best thing because their views don't align at all by the sounds of it. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Now, before we do get into our next story, there is homophobia within the story, so if you do want to skip the story, please feel free to do so. Timestamps are always down in the description and along the timeline below. Thank you. And it's from Am I the Arsehole Throwaway from the Am I the Arsehole subreddit. It does have an update as well and says, Am I the Arsehole for abandoning my siblings? I'm not so sure how to format this other than just jumping right into it. I, female 17 and the oldest of three, living with my two siblings, female 14 and male 10, and our mother. My father left when my brother was born and afterwards we moved states closer to family for help. Since then, I've been helping my mum with raising my siblings the best I can. We've had family come over to help when I was busy and my mum was at work. But for the most part, it was just the four of us. When we moved, I was placed back in school as soon as I could be. I've always been more quiet than most, and living in a new state only made the social awkwardness worse. But eventually, I met another girl around my age, and we started to become good friends. The girl, Alana, and I started doing a lot together. It only took a couple of years, if not less, to be considered like family. A little over 5 months ago, Alana and I started dating. We took it very slow and kept it to ourselves. Last month, when we hit 5 months, she convinced me to tell my mum. She was fine with the ex-boyfriends I've had and, based off prior comments, seemed to support the LGBTQ+ community. Last Sunday, I decided to tell her. Alana spent the night because she wanted to be with me when I told my mum. So in the morning, we both sat her down with us at the dining table. When we told her, she freaked out. She said all sorts of angry things at us. My girlfriend and I tried to keep our cool, but before the conversation was over, I was in tears and she was clearly pissed. That was the only time I've ever swore at my mother. I left the house for a few hours. I needed to relax and calm down before making any hasty decisions. When I returned later, I opened the door to see my suitcase packed and sitting next to the couch. I took the hint, grabbed it, and left again. I've been staying with Alana since, but it's difficult because her parents don't know about us either, and they just know my mum and I got into an argument. This week, my phone's been blowing up with family members criticizing me for leaving my siblings and mum like that. I can only assume they've been given one half of the story, but maybe I'm wrong. My mum hasn't called or messaged since. I feel sorry, but at the same time, I don't know if she understands how she hurt me. So Reddit, am I the jerk here? So as always, some people were asking questions. Someone said, why did Alana convince you to tell your mum? Opie says, she wanted to start easing into who we told. Our friends knew, but that was them more finding out than being told. She wanted to tell hers too, but because of the remarks my mum made before, which made it seem like she supported the community, thought it'd be better to start with her. Now that I think about it, my mum didn't yell at Alana as much as she did me. I guess she's one of those, they're fine, just not related to me, people or something. Seeing the number of comments about this, I guess I should have clarified better. Alana wanted to tell her parents too, but thought it'd be easier to tell my mum first because she seemed like she'd be more supportive. It's also easier to tell one before telling two. It wasn't so much convincing me to tell my mum, but the two of us started coming out together, starting with my mum. Now we're both scared to tell anyone else. Someone says, is it possible your mum was more upset about you sharing a bed than anything else? Opie says, well, the lack of a platonic relationship doesn't imply a sexual one. We didn't say anything like that, just that we're now romantically involved. Another commenter also said that we probably should have told her first, and they're probably right. Hindsight is 20/20 and all. I've mentally blocked out a lot of what was said, truth be told. I'd love to give direct quotes for context, but I just can't. But I have to believe that if it was mentioned during the start of the argument that our issue was us not telling her, it wouldn't have ended up with me in tears and on someone else's couch. So we have two updates on this one. The first update comes 1 week later and says, in my last post, a lot of you sent some sweet comments my way. I appreciate all the support. Even some of the more controversial comments did provide some great insight. I took a lot of these to heart and went to see if I can fix things. Firstly, I called my father. Our relationship is strained, being separated and not seeing each other often. But he's made it to some of my bigger events since the divorce. Double digits, sweet 16, mostly birthday stuff, but sometimes other things. He never wanted us to move away. Just felt he couldn't handle a third kid at the time. I digress. I called him and it went to voicemail. I found myself crying into the phone as I relived the past 2 weeks, but I made sure to word it as, Mum kicked me out because I have a girlfriend. He called me back a few hours later and said he'd see what he can do to help and will keep me updated, and asked me to do the same. Secondly, on Tuesday, I talked to Alana about us telling her parents. Between people saying I should to get their support and those saying I shouldn't in fear of more backlash, it wasn't an easy choice. I was hoping worst case scenario, my dad would be able to help, and in the best case, we'd have three adults rooting for us. She was hesitant, seeing how things went with my mum, but ultimately agreed. We sat her parents down similarly to my mum. When I say we, I really mean she did most of the talking. I was still worried things would go wrong. She started off by simply explaining why I've been here for over a week during class finals. We tried coming out to my mum, which created an argument and led to me getting kicked out. Her father said he wished we had told him sooner, and I'm sorry for failing you two, for making this feel like an unsafe place to be who you are. Alana's stepmum and dad talked for a few minutes before coming back with the new rules. They wanted their couch back. If that meant dusting off the air mattress from when we were kids, or just getting some extra blankets, they didn't really care. We do us, so as long as it isn't illegal and we don't get into any trouble. But that said, since I was now under their roof in a slightly less temporary way, I'd have to start following the same rules Alana did. Curfew, grades, things like that. All of which I agreed to. Her parents are going to take us back to my house today. I want to give my mum another chance. I mean, I don't get how you can just walk away from someone after your entire life. I'm either going to get documents I need or my mum back. In the latter case, I still don't know if I'm going back to sleeping there quite yet. I'm still hurt. After talking to my sister, she understands and would rather me stay away if needed. My brother's a little confused, but says he just wants us all to be happy. Thank you all again for your overwhelming support and advice. Opie adds a clarification to their post and says, this was something I wanted to clarify in the post if I wasn't limited to 3,000 characters. After seeing people's reactions to the first post, she wanted the two of us to start coming out together. That's why she was with me when we first told my mum. My mum seemed supportive and her parents never really hinted one way or the other until we told them. Telling one supportive person is easier than trying to tell two unknown people. Neither of us knew how it'd go, so I don't fault her. She feels awful about it still, but I'm trying to reassure her that there was no way of knowing. Someone asked OP saying, how did it go picking up your stuff? OP says, she wasn't even there. She was at work, but all the documents we needed were left on the table, so I guess that's that. Guess my dad called ahead to make sure everything was ready. So 5 months later, Opie adds another update and says, good evening, friends and enemies. All 209 of you who followed this account looking for an update. Lucky for you, I was able to remember my password again. Am I the arsehole doesn't allow for more than one update, but on that note, I can follow up more thoroughly here. All the comments talking about legal action. Well, none of those really got much input from me. It just seemed like so much at the time, and I knew the best way I could help my siblings was to be their escape when they need me to, but also not to do anything to leave their residency as questionable as mine. Alana and I are still together. I'm very happy. She'll be hitting 11 months at the end of this month. By far the longest and most authentic relationship either of us have been in. It's had some rough moments with family drama and all, but frankly, I wouldn't trade it for the world. She even had me pitch in my thoughts when redecorating her room this summer. Trying to make it feel more like our room, I guess. Lol. Her family has been incredibly sweet as well. I feel like I've been such an inconvenience, but they hardly seem to notice. Or at least try not to let me think I am. An aunt or grandparents' siblings here and there who don't agree with our lifestyle, but they don't get humoured much by the rest of them. Heaven knows our biggest fighter is right by my side half the time. My dad's been trying to help the best he can. As little he can really do after all, but he's trying. I don't know how much he's talking to my mother in all of this, if at all, but I still appreciate his efforts. I kind of wish it didn't take this to hear from him more, but it's nice to know that he's looking out for me after all these years. My sister and I have been doing things more now that school started back up. I try to help her with her homework or just hang out to help blow off some steam. She still wishes I was home for all of this, but knows she wouldn't be either if she were in my shoes. She also has been keeping me up to date with my brother. He's starting to understand things more, but she told me something I don't think I can forget. She told me about my mum. My mum's not taking things so well. According to my sister, she's a mess. Not as happy as she used to be, is the easy way of putting it. Still taking care of my sister and brother, trying not to let it affect them, but noticeably not well. Apparently my sister has caught her lingering by my door a couple of times, but she still hasn't messaged me since our falling out. Well, apparently there's been a whole lot of miscommunication. My mother packed my suitcase after our fight, yes. However, she seemed to recall hearing me say something about leaving before I stormed off. After she calmed down and processed her emotions, she packed the case and wrote a note. The note was supposed to be on the coffee table next to my suitcase, but I just must have missed it. My sister paraphrased the note, but she recalls it saying something along the lines of my mother apologizing for the argument, saying she hopes I can forgive her. But if not, she wanted to make it easier for me to not be stuck in such an awful home for any longer than I needed to. This had me confused because if that were the case, why didn't she ever text or call me? Not even a letter or email. Why did nobody know of this note until my sister found it a couple of weeks ago? What about the initial family blowback? I'm honestly quite confused. It's been some time though. So I might try to establish some contact with my mother again to get some answers for myself. I don't know what I'll do with them, if anything. I might update you again, I might not. Only time will tell. Thank you guys for the support with the initial two posts of melodrama. Take care. Now, if I was just going off my initial thoughts after that update, I would say that that note didn't exist. It all just feels too strange and convenient that there was a note next to the suitcase that said, oh, I don't want you to leave, etc., etc. But if you do want to, I want to make it easy for you. Whether she's doing that to protect herself if, you know, word gets out that she kicked out a 17-year-old, her child who should be able to trust her mother and do what's best for her, support her, and has failed to do so at every turn. And whatever she's told the family in between all this is all going to be broken down when OP speaks up. And that's why this note has just come out of nowhere. Like, I did give her the choice. I just wanted to make things easier for her kind of thing. But yeah, I don't believe that note was there. I hope OP continues to thrive in what they're doing and getting the support that they need from, you know, her partner and that family. But now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. And just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, support and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so, so much. And hopefully I'll see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.